With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. Structural repairs to the basement area of Thompson Hall on the Ellsworth Community College campus in Iowa Falls continue but will not be completed until the end of this month. An August 28th fire at the men's dormitory caused mainly smoke-related damage but has displaced over 140 students. These ECC students have been relocated to shared spaces in other ECC housing buildings, some faculty staff homes, and the two hotels in Iowa Falls. Last night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 51-year-old Margaret Britcher of Iowa Falls on a Johnson County warrant. Britcher is being held at the Hardin County Jail awaiting extradition to Johnson County. Friday night, Iowa Falls Police arrested 59-year-old Keith Pendleton of Coralville for driving while suspended non-payment. Pendleton was released Saturday. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office in Eldora made a traffic stop, arrested 48-year-old Vetra Readout of Steamboat Rock for driving while suspended and for a first offense possession of a controlled substance marijuana charge. Readout is being held today at the Hardin County Jail. Yesterday, about 4 a.m., Mason City police officers were sent to check on a truck that was reportedly stuck on the Union Pacific Railroad tracks near 9th Street Northwest between North Monroe and North Jackson Avenues. Officers located the unoccupied vehicle. During the investigation, officers found the truck had originally been eastbound on 9th Street Northwest and crashed through signage that had been in place since the railroad crossing was removed as a result of a quiet zone project in the spring of 2018. The person responsible for driving the truck was 43-year-old Aaron Mattson of Mason City, who was cited for not having a driver's license and failing to maintain control. The investigation continues and more charges are possible. This is National Farm Safety Week, and an Iowa State University expert says tractor rides for kids are one cause of accidents that can be avoided. Professor Charles Schwab says tractors are a draw for kids, but they create dangerous situations.
When you have that extra individual on the tractor that really is not there serving a purpose, that creates a problem for, it's a distraction to the operator and puts that extra person at risk of being actually run over, because that's usually what happens.
The National Children's Center estimates one child dies about every 3 days in an agriculture-related incident. He says it's not any safer to give kids rides on lawn tractors. It is actually often more dangerous because of an increased danger of rolling over.
That extra weight of that child, it impacts the overall balance of that tractor, whereas a larger field tractor, is the difference of that individual isn't as much. But yeah, the overturn possibilities are falling off of it on a garden tractor are huge.
And Schwab says adults need to be strong and avoid the desire of the kids to get into these dangerous situations.
Realize that as much as you'd like to share that time, that's not the best way of doing it. And to keep a tradition of a strong and healthy family, don't give the ride. Again, a part of it is looking at other ways of engaging the individuals or the young people in connection.
Now, he says you can still share the farm experience with the kids without putting them in danger.
It's not just about the ride on the tractor. It's about connecting with the people and the values of the individuals that are operating. So find other ways of making that connection.
Now, Schwab says there are a variety of other farm accidents this time of year. The Butler County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will hold a public hearing on proposed amendment number 5 to the Butler County Logistics Park Urban Renewal Plan. The Butler supervisors will also consider approval of a resolution fixing the date for a meeting on the proposition issue no more than $2.7 million in general obligation urban renewal bonds. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. Yesterday marked 1 month since sports gambling was legalized in the state of Iowa, and the administrator of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission says things seem to be running smoothly at the state's casinos. Brian O'Rielko says the commission is happy with the way the casinos have handled things.
There have been a few bugs here and there with regard to the online apps, things that are more cosmetic, nothing operationally. And so from that standpoint, we've been very pleased.
He says casino operators have been happy with the additional traffic they're seeing with sports betting.
As we sit here today, things have appeared to go pretty smoothly. I think the operators that have launched already are pleased with the numbers and the attendance. And so, you know, at least at this point, things seem to be going well.
Well, Realco says people should be patient with their local casino, as sports gambling is still in the early stages of being implemented in the state. Sports betting operations are open for business in 14 of the 19 state licensed casinos. The Diamond Joe Worth Casino near Northwood opened their sportsbook operation 2 weeks ago, with plans to introduce their online and betting apps by the end of the year. The Allison City Council today will consider approval of a change order for water tower repair work involving an extra coat of paint for $17,000. The Allison Council will also discuss a final bill from the Blacktop Service Company that was $14,147 more than what was contracted for. The Allison City Council meets today at 5:15 p.m. at City Hall. The Mason City Foundation, which oversees the Music Man Square, is asking the City Council of Mason City for $50,000 to kick off its fundraising campaign for a skywalk. The skywalk will connect Music Man Square with a new downtown hotel as part of the River City Renaissance Project. The foundation's board of directors say they have had to delay fundraising and maintenance because of modifications and improvements needed to make the skywalk happen. The City Council of Mason City will consider the funding request tomorrow night. More flooding is likely along the Missouri River after heavy rains and flooding upstream in South Dakota. The National Weather Service says moderate flooding is likely this week along the river between Sioux City and Rulo, Nebraska. Some parts of South Dakota received as much as 7 inches of rain over 2 days. The Missouri River is expected to crest later this week after rising significantly. A judge has ordered a mental competency evaluation for a woman accused of injuring an Iowa City police officer with BB gun fire. The woman herself was injured when the officer returned fire with his service weapon. Officer Michael Clark and 25-year-old Sierra Lewis were both hospitalized after the July 29th shootout as officers investigated a shoplifting report. Police have identified a wounded homeless man as well as the officer who shot him in a confrontation at a Des Moines homeless encampment. Des Moines police say 26-year-old Brian Tyler Norris was shot Friday afternoon at the encampment in a wooded area near the Raccoon River. Police say officers were responding to complaints about the homeless camp when Norris armed himself with a knife, refused commands to drop it, and advanced on an officer. Police say Officer Trudy Paulson then shot him. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who will be discussing various topics, including the current situation with the ethanol industry. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries with archived programs at RadioOnTheGo.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.